When I was in the process of manifesting my soulmate, I was always looking for meditations to attract my soulmate. And it was really rare to find any. I found one that I would do all the time, but I decided I'm going to go ahead and create my own for my people because they most likely are looking for meditations on how to attract their soulmate and they haven't found a good one yet or one that really resonates with them. So I want to make it super easy for you to go ahead and do this meditation. So go ahead and close out all of your distractions, silence your phone, allow yourself to be here. Obviously, don't do this if you are driving. So go ahead and close your eyes. Taking a deep breath in, let it go. Calling on the wisdom and the guidance of your higher power, asking right now to heal, clear, release, forgive, and let go of any previous relationships that you are holding on to close out all of the doors, the windows, the loops, the openings of where you energetically are thinking about this person. Feeling this person, it's asking to remove this person's energy that is clouding your space. It's taking up your precious mental and emotional capacity. Even if you physically have let go of this relationship, if you've still been spinning your wheels or thinking about them or worrying about them, wondering what they're doing, this is your opportunity right now to give it to your higher power. To heal and clear and release and forgive and let go of all of their energy so that it doesn't affect your emotions and it isn't blocking your soulmate. Go ahead and just feel all of that energy just washing away, falling to the ground, picturing a shower of just light, really cleansing and removing and clearing and lowering any of that heavy, dense energy that you've been holding on to that's been weighing you down. Continue to let it fall and melt. And go ahead and take a deep breath in. Hold it at the top. Let it go. And open your palms and allow yourself to be open to receiving your soulmate. Go ahead and start to feel the energy you want to feel with this person. Do they feel like your best friend? Do they feel like home? Do you experience joy and bliss and love? What do you want to feel with this person? Go ahead and feel it right now. Create these feelings, these sensations in your body. Do you feel like you can breathe with them? What are you doing with them? Can you picture yourself hanging out on the couch with them? Baking cookies, cooking dinner, going out to dinner, holding hands, looking at each other in the eyes and just being so present. Can you see yourself sitting out by the water? Nowhere to go, nowhere to be. Can you picture yourself out on vacation, out at the resort, out on the jet skis? What do you two like to do? What do you like to feel? What do you like to experience? Continue to create and feel these sensations in your body. Go ahead and take it the extra step and actually picture it. Take a moment right now and picture and visualize something you've been wanting. See it, feel it, make it real. As if you're observing it, and then as if you're viewing it through your own eyes. This is how you attract your soulmate. You let go of your ex, not just physically, but mentally, emotionally, and you start to get excited for this vision that you're creating right now. You start to tap into this vision every day. You start to open up and receive all these good feelings you feel when you think about being with your soulmate, and that's the whole point. It's important to become your own soulmate, and you do that by sourcing. And feeling all these feelings independently of being with or without them. So go ahead right now, feel love coming in. Feel joy, peace, bliss, abundance. Feel your energy expanding, creating more space. You're open, you're free, you're happy, you're healthy. Choose to feel these feelings and these emotions. Have them swirl around you and just be in these light, higher frequencies. And continuously wash away any feelings, any relationships, any thoughts, any behaviors that no longer serve you. Stepping into the confidence right now and the courage to be who you really are, be that soulmate to yourself so that your soulmate can find you, so that you're open and available to them as they are orbiting around you right now. You can't mess it up. You can't miss it as long as you keep asking for your higher power's will and you keep being your best version and you keep letting go of who and what no longer serves you. Of course, you're going to be a match to your soulmate. This isn't about doing this meditation a bunch of times every day. It's about you tapping into the energy, the feelings, the frequency, and being that version that you would want to be if you were in a relationship right now with your soulmate. You can start doing that now for free without the soulmate even coming into your life. The best news is that when the soulmate comes into your life, you know that you can still feel these good feelings and you are so embodied in them. You're so strong and secure in them. So you can release codependency and attachment and expectation from this person. You can just experience giving and receiving love and being companions. They are not an idol. You don't put them on a pedestal. And it's not the end of the world if anything ever goes wrong, because you know you've got you. You know you're well connected to your higher power and you can create and feel and tap into the sensations that you want to feel. So take a deep breath in. Let it go. Go ahead and just ask your higher power, what are your next steps around being that energetic match to your soulmate and being with them in the physical? While also trusting that your soulmate is another person and they have their own journey to go through, they have their own challenges and lessons and agreements that they are navigating as well as you. So sometimes you might feel like you're ready, but they might not necessarily be ready. So do what you can do. Tap into how you want to feel. Know that you're worthy of feeling that way. You're worthy of your soulmate. You wouldn't be listening to this meditation if you didn't have one. And if it wasn't meant for you. So now it's just your job to continuously clear out what is no longer a match to you being with your soulmate. So go ahead and zip up your light, zip up your energy, lock in these good feelings, these good vibrations. Go ahead and open your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Let it go. Carry this with you throughout the rest of the day. Come back to this meditation as needed. If you need to do some fine-tuning, that's great. If you want to do the three-step masterclass I have for you to attract your soulmate, that's a great place to start. That's where you will be embodied in letting go of the narcissist, believing you have a soulmate, and becoming your own soulmate. If that interests you, go ahead, check the link in the show notes or DM me on Instagram at Dr. Anneli Soulmate, and we will get back to you. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I look forward to sharing the next episode with you.